Blog Talk Radio.
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad bitch, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them dim the lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark room perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance, hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit, and I know your taste is a little bit, high maintenance, everybody else basic, you live life on an everyday basis, with poetic justice, if I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs, dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy, it's blood in my pen, better yet with your friends and them. I really wanna know you all, I really wanna show you off. Fuck that, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party, she wanna go and party. Nigga don't approach her with that Atari. Nigga that ain't good game, home is sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S. Really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy fucking with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but goddamn, you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs, dedicated to the fun sex, your natural hair and your soft skin and your big ass and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that they move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S. Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margin, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it, that's your heartbeat. It either caught me, or it caught me, Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly, and right before you go blind. P.S.
You can get it.
And I know just know what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song.
Yo, we about to check.
Thank you.
in the Young Street Baptist, rap this and fine linen. From the beginning, my practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatra. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the minds of Sister Betty. L Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubim, send that star Coliseum. Now hear this mixture, where hip-hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything,
thank you. wanted me. It's a bad habit. Kinda mad that I didn't take a step back. Thought you were too good for me, my dear. Never gave you time to play, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure, yeah.
Freedom will not come today, this year, nor ever through compromise and fear. I have as much right as the other fellow has to stand on my 2 feet and own the land. I tire so of hearing people say, let things take their course. Tomorrow is another day. I do not need my freedom when I'm dead. I cannot live on tomorrow's bread. Freedom is a strong seed planted in a great need. I live here too. I want my freedom just like you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Freedom by the great Langston Hughes. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. of For Real Entertainment Network. Ladies and gents, tonight we are talking about the price of freedom. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zuina, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, none other than King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How are you tonight? King, are you there? King.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. I have my mic muted in my lap, but as I was saying, beautiful night tonight. You know what I'm saying? The energy is high. I'm enjoying the music. The vibes is alive. We out here. You know what I mean? So, yeah, thank you for all that beautiful tunes. You know what I mean? So, how you
no
feeling tonight?
Problem. I am feeling amazing. I'm very excited. I had an amazing weekend, and it's just making me want to get into, you know, some good poetry, get some things working out, manifest some stuff, you know what I mean?
I know that's right. Yeah, man.
How about you? How about you?
Hey, I'm here. I'm just always living for tomorrow, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Brand new. Looking forward to a brand new day with a brand new feeling.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. How about you set us off for tonight? You ready? You got a piece for us?
Yeah.
The thing never sounds uncertain. What is that about? Hold on.
I'm just sky high right now. Don't mind me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
You know.
All right.
But yeah,
I'm
gonna
let's
get into it. So this piece right here is called Decent Deception. Invisible thoughts read. My culture is rising. These races still hating in hindsight by hiding. Here's a description of your position. It's not living. It's a shameful liability of who you are within division. We see outside of sleep while you creep and try to sneak. Behind our back, delusions of facts, our stand is strong and never weak. Your God is demi. Believe you'll get staked with verbal lines. Freedom of speech is mine. Fifth Amendment, been signed. The crime is how you utilize your license in your favor. Not even management know about your weird odd behavior. My prayers within my tribe is on hope, faith, and survival. People of right or wrong can bond, never be lied to. So while you take a bath inside your craft that you practice, I have eyes that kill vibes and close curtains, you broken actress. So when you return from being discarded and brokenhearted, just know we bury simple-minded people dearly departed. And that's that piece. Okay. You there, Queen?
I'm here. I'm sorry. See,
oh, okay.
It's that type of night. I was on mute, but I'm like, I wish I had the funk flex bombs to drop because you murdered that one. I don't know. Who you mad at? Tell them who you mad at.
I ain't mad
who
at nobody,
mad?
But I'm saying I see the people for who they are in this world today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I look and see the world through a paranormal vision, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. The sight, you know what I'm saying? So people hide behind the skies, but at the same time, we living right now in the fourth quarter of the year. So people expose themselves for who they truly are. You just sit back and watch, and people will show you who they really are, you know what I mean? So
that's true.
Either you show yourself who you are, but I can help you expose yourself too. I mean, without losing my own character. But it is what it is. But we live for a better tomorrow. That's the end of the story. That's the narrative of the story. We live for a better tomorrow.
Right, I understand that. It was a line in there. Yeah. You said it was like the crime is how you use your license to in your favor.
Yeah, the
that
crime is how
you
utilize your license in your favor. You know what I'm saying? Not even management know about your odd, weird behavior. You know what I'm saying? Because people don't see what they see. They only see what they feel like they know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah.
They get lost in their own transition of moving around in this world we call Earth today. You know what I mean? Mm. To live is to breathe. To breathe is to live.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Tailing that. That piece
Queen,
definitely. Whew. You went off.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. But, Queen, I know you got something in the Royal Chambers to let everybody know about and let them feel what is real.
Okay. You learned it all. Thank you. Yeah, I got, let's see. All right. Okay.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. If the flames were at your feet and the iron to your hands, what price are you willing to pay for your freedom? Ye said freedom was a choice, that the alternative was death, as if one could want freedom so badly that they break their own necks. Imagine that. Are you capable of such an act? If given the choice between bondage and the end of everything you know, what then would it take to burn it all away? If you are to be named Phoenix, ruler of your own diaspora, king of your own dominion, what would you give to light the wick, to burn away all that the ashes have yet hidden? What would it take to break out of this prison you've accepted? Could you? Would you burn down the faceless edifice you've been preserving? You've embalmed it with lover's spit. You fashioned it credence. You colored it sienna. You filled it with blood. You've covered it with Jesus, and still it feels like prison. Is the hold on this existence so urgent? Why then aren't you running? Where is the flint? Where is the fire? Who holds the torch meant to burn it all down? What gallant horse showed up Trojan? What enemy will the burning reveal? Can you stand for something when your feet meet the fire? What will it take to burn it all down, revealing you phony or phoenix? And is that a choice you are even willing to take? What would it give to burn the brush away if in turn you run the risk of burning you down? If this is to be the end, then what? Now that everything seems to have gone wrong, every comfort aggrieved, every nuance rendered unimportant, here in the edge of reason and treason of self, what now then? What part of you would you kill if you could save your whole self? What part of you would you let die? What now? What's going to save you from yourself? Who's going to save you from yourself? Who are you going to kill for not loving you enough to take the blade away from your wrist? Does such a man exist? Who you running from into these troubled waters? Who are you going to kill to save the girl you ran to the place where there is nothing else solid? Who are you going to tell? Who are you going to fight? Who inside are you willing to let die if it would save your life? See, deep inside of you resides two beasts. The one who survives is the one that you feed. Who gets to live this time? What now? In the forest where every tree got a hold of somebody, what would you give? What you got left? What you going to pay to make this last decision? Who? Who you going to hand the gun at your back, at your head? Who's going to live when you're all but dead? Whose journey have you traveled to the edge of your beliefs, to the edge of all that you thought was in store for you? Who are you going to talk yourself off the ledge this time? What an awesome decision to hold in your hands, your own existence. You got your whole world in your pocket looking around for a hero. What you going to do when it adds up to zero? Who suffers the most when you suffocate behind a mask, with no pathway for your voice, no pathway for your screams, no tracks for your dreams? Who's in charge? And what they going to do now, now that you've got the gun, now that you've got the choice, now that you stop and go at the sound of your voice, when you'll write yourself out of all of the plans, if your life and your freedom is in the palm of your hands, when you've dropped the sword and put down the vest, who you going to fight when you're the last one left? Get free. And that's that piece. Sorry, I don't have my glasses.
Oh, shucks, Queen. That's what's up. That's what's up. Get in where you fit in. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's unbelievable. Breathe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I enjoy
you
your
know,
piece.
Thank you. When I wrote it, I was thinking about, like, you know, sometimes we stand in our own way. You know, we think we're trying to get free from something else, when in actuality, you really need freedom for your own thoughts, your own way of thinking, your own state of mind. And sometimes you have to kill something inside of yourself in order for that other part to exist. Well, that's where that was going. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
No doubt.
All right. So how about we start bringing in some of our favorite poets who have been so gracious as to grace the airwaves tonight.
Yeah, let's open up the doors, you know what I'm saying? Lower down the gate.
Absolutely. Okay. All right, it looks like first up on the mic, we have one of our favorite divas, the voice herself, Miss VIP. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you this evening, Miss VIP?
I'm good. Listen, amazing start to the show. I love it.
Thank you. We appreciate it. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm good.
That's
a good
awesome
subject tonight. Very good topic.
Thank you. King gave me a chance to pick the topic tonight. He usually picks the topics and it expands. I'm hoping mine, resonates as well as his do on a regular basis. But, yeah, very happy to have you on the show tonight. And I can't wait to hear. Yeah, I can't wait to hear what you've brought to share with us tonight. Are you ready? You have a piece ready for us?
Yeah, I just finished not too long ago. I didn't even read it myself. But,
all right. That's a stink alert.
This piece is untitled. The price of freedom is high. Back when people looked to the sky, braided maps into hair, and making the Underground Railroad a lair to escape to freedom. Yet, my price of freedom came late in my life, showing me my potential queendom, the many trials and tribulations. Life came without a manual. How can you work without directions? There were times I was trapped in my mind, peace and sleep I couldn't find. I wasn't sure it was all me. I persevered and began to call the enemy out. See, in order to face what bothers you, you have to expose it, not put up with bullshit or those who don't know where you're coming from, trying to get in and they don't fit in. They really don't know how you feel. And because of that, I fell alone, trapped once more. The freedom, the price of freedom is high. It's all in my heart and head. I'm trying to escape, doing all I can do. And one day a therapist said to practice mindfulness instead and let the Almighty fix it. I did, and I have freedom in my mind. Love, peace, and happiness I now find. Just know that the price of freedom is high. Get what you need. Get help to figure it out and escape to freedom. And that's that piece.
All right.
Some jewels in that piece for sure. I love that.
VIP.
Yes, indeed.
I enjoy that piece. That's what's up.
The price of freedom is high. That's absolutely true.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for sharing that piece with us today.
That was beautiful. It really is. Thank you.
Definitely love
you
that.
You are most welcome. Indeed. Mm-hmm. All right, before we let you go, Adrian, would you like to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Not daylight saving time, right? But my lovely diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the Erotic Love Zone. And the topic this week is have you done everything in your sexual bucket list yet? Or if you have one. So that's...
Yeah, I know. Sexual bucket list.
I'm going to come through tomorrow. I'm going to come through on Wednesday as Captain Nemo.
Uh-oh. Captain Nemo.
I don't even want to know where that's covered.
I'm a journey through the seven seas.
Uh-oh. We wow. will be sure to tune in. Well, Ms. Beyonce, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate you, and we love you. The love and support.
Thank
you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. Wow. I love the way she breaks things down. It's very no-nonsense. It's just like, you know what? In reality, that's the brass tacks of it. And if you break it down again, still beautiful.
I know that's
poetry.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
So, are you ready for our next call again?
The gates is open. Just tell them, come on in. All right.
Oh, wait. Well, prepare yourselves. Prepare the royal chamber for the station manager, Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, man, I am doing great. The energy
is high.
The poetry is phenomenal. And we got the King Atterbury and Queen Simmons rocking tonight. And the music.
Man,
listen, y'all is vibing tonight. Y'all vibing.
Thank you. We're very happy to have you tonight.
Yeah, that Miss VIP coming in here, and I'm gonna be at y'all show tomorrow. But Lord have mercy, I can't wait to see what I'm gonna get you.
You guys are gonna show up and show out. I know it. I can't wait.
Oh yeah,
Wednesday
night
are always.
Listen, there's no other way, Queen Simmons. But you're going to act like you ain't going to come through and show out your dad and yourself. We be hearing you.
I'm going to take a page from J-Rob, but I didn't do nothing.
I know that's right.
Thank you so much for coming through tonight, Poetic. It's really great to hear your voice. And on the topic of the price of freedom, do you have a piece that you'd like to share with us?
I sure do. I do.
All right.
I call
okay.
it the,
well, when you're ready.
The cost of freedom.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. The price of freedom was costly. I mean, so catastrophic that it even today, it cost me. Cost me my right to be free in a land my ancestors built and built repeatedly, while the others seem to be enjoying the fruits of theirs and my current labor. But I have to wake up every day and smile while I love my neighbor, when in reality the world is an unfair place and my skin is a disadvantage, yet all you see is the smile on my face. You clown and joke about blackface, running and dragging my race through the mud for the sake of your false superiority. In the grand scheme of things, you are becoming the minority. It doesn't feel good, does it? The richness of my heritage demands it, that you colonizers understand that when we have nothing, we truly have everything. Because our riches doesn't lie in material things, but in the cultural realism passed from the deity of our fallen heroes, which is everything. They give me power and strength to wake up every day and outwork you and your false idols' unwitnessed strength, just to prove to you daily how your backstabbing ways fail me. And like Ali with the technical knockout, Jordan, when you think I'm down and out, Ash, when you fail to return my ace, Williams, when you think I'm done and you offer me grace. No one counts on me more than my unborn descendants. No one needs me more than my current dependents. They hold me accountable. Every time they smile and it's unforgettable. So yeah, the price of freedom is expensive. But I will fight with every breath in my body, every drop of ink I can give, just so I can make sure it doesn't cost those that depend on me so they know hope is not lost. From the mind of Poetic.
Also, let it breathe for a minute. Just let it breathe. Just fill the room with that right there. That was awesome. That was awesome. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
That's fifth dimensional talk right there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For all those that don't know, that's a different plane of existence. You know what I mean?
He said, the richness of my heritage demands it. Yes. Oh, my gosh. That was powerful. That was very powerful. Thank you so much, Poetic. Woo.
Oh, man. Thank you for this topic. I mean, you know, y'all be pulling out that conscious ink out of me, and, man, it feels good.
Thank you for this topic. You know, some pieces, you can read them and you can, and some pieces just kind of flow through you. And I feel like that one, you just embodied it so much. It was just, and the word was super powerful behind it. And the delivery was just excellent. Wow.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your kind comments.
No doubt, bro.
You're most welcome.
Thanks, because this is amazing.
No problem at all. Go ahead, King.
Now, I was going to say, brother, before you try to sneak out, go into the back door and the back chambers when I, because Kalinda's back there, I ain't hating. I'm just saying, like, you know, I know how to do it. So, you know, I ain't because, you know, be back there lonely and, you know, but it's all good. I ain't hating. I'm just saying.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you.
What you got going on, brother?
Hey, man, listen. Of course, this coming Thursday night, with J-Rob, the wise son, the chocolate boy wonder himself, Miss the DSP, and yours truly, Poetic, is the Get Down. And then Saturday night, I supposed to be in ATL with my hobby for the Honey Drippers and the Erotica Slam. My dad's having surgery on Thursday, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it, but I'm praying and wishing that I could. But in the event that I do not, let's talk about it, where we do date night differently, will be happening on Saturday. And then, every Monday, right before this show right here, King Atterbury and myself, Let's Talk Poetry Corner, the East Side Connection. If y'all missed the show tonight, we'll post the playback, but make sure y'all tune in. Hang out with us and check us out. King.
Okay.
Queen.
No doubt.
Back to y'all. All
right. Oh, that sounds like a wonderful time. I'm going to keep your father in prayer that he, you know, everything. He has a speedy recovery through his surgery and everything works out well.
Thank you.
Indeed. All right, Poetic. Well, thanks again for coming through. One love, one mic.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
I can't. I don't even know what else to say. I think now pause for a quick music break. What do you think, King?
Yes, let's provide that. And much prayers out there, Poetic Pops, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Healing, recovery,
Absolutely.
And all that other good business. So when I thank the Lord, just come down and touch him and govern over his physical, you know what I mean, as well as his spiritual, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, prayers up. We'll be right back with you guys.
But I I still remember how it felt when our love was gone.
Hold up. Bounce. Yo. Yo. Hold up.
I woke up, got out my bed. It was a sunny day. Brushed my teeth, cleaned my skin, cause I love my face. Ain't got time for all that stressing. I'm receiving all my blessings. About to love and hug myself, cause I got time today. Whatever happened yesterday, guess what? Ain't worried about it. On my masterpiece today, you know I'm about it. I ain't stressing about no bills, I ain't got no time to chill. Put some problems in my face, I'm just gonna bounce about it. Like, why you mad at me? Because I chose to love myself, yes, I am proud of me. Not where I'm trying to go just yet, but I'm about to be. Now put your hands up in the sky and be thankful you still here and stop asking them why. Lord, I got it, you know I got it. Look, buddy, I got it. And ain't nobody on this earth gonna ever come and stop it. Cause I'm from the country, South, got something to say. Spun a big boy with 3K, and they let me bounce out my shoulder pop. Bounce on shoulder, feel the vibe.
I ain't stressing today.
Yo,
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. You negative, well, I ain't got time.
I ain't stressing today.
Yo,
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. Love is on my mind.
I ain't stressing today.
Hold
yeah.
up.
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. I'ma tell you one more time.
I ain't stressing today.
Yeah.
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. Watch my whip today. I buffed it up good with the shimmy. Feeling good. Think I might just pull up on my granny. We watch that Wheel of Fortune while we eat that turkey chicken. She tell me that she been thinking one day I'm gonna win a Grammy. I say now shout out to my barber. That boy on a mission. Got my line so crispy when I talk they pay attention. And my lady is so bad, swear she was born in her bag. Had to give her extra care to go tip her beautician. Like how you look that good? I'm about to show you off, let's cruise up through my neighborhood. You said my partner tried to holler, boy, I wish he would. You know what, I ain't even much. was tripping. I'm confident in me, so can't nobody catch me slipping. And don't call me on FaceTime, I be barely texting. Trying to love her for myself, I'ma send me a message. Nah, please don't hit my line if all you got to do is lie. It don't matter, I ain't gon' check, I'ma be busy flexing. Bounce on shoulder, feel the vibe.
I ain't stressing today.
Yo,
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. You negative, well I ain't got time.
I ain't stressing today.
Yo,
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. Peace and love is on my mind.
I ain't stressing today.
Yeah.
Hold up. I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. I'ma tell you one more time.
I ain't stressing today.
Yeah.
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. Hey, hold up, hold up. Why you mad at everybody out there? Did you hug yourself today? Yo. I ain't stressing today. I ain't stressing today. Yo. Yo. You got somebody who getting on your nerves, trying to ruin your day. Hear what you tell them. Yo. I ain't stressing today. I ain't stressing today. Yo, this guy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by my co-host, King Atterbury. King, are you ready for this next part of the show, sir?
That's right. That's right, because I ain't stressing today.
I know that's right. I had to throw that on. You know, that's the greatest. I love that song. I really do. Hold on one second. There's a lot going on in my house right now. All right. Hold on one second.
Right. So good. So good. Everybody out there, just keep paying attention to. We need to love more on one another, you know what I'm saying? Each one teach one and just embrace the love. You know what I'm saying? No time for the hate. Just love the love, man. You know what I'm saying? Word.
Indeed, indeed. I love that. I'm back. All right. Are you ready to keep this train rolling? Because got some heavy hitters in the queue tonight. You ready to keep it moving?
The gates is open. All we got to do is let them in. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves because next up on the mic is Mojave. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Mojave. How are you doing tonight?
Peace and blessings, King and Queen. How are you?
What's going on, bro? Anything lovely up in here, man. You know.
So, I ain't stressing today.
Right.
Nobody's stressing the day or not. You're stressing the day, find another way. You know what I mean?
Right. I love that. Okay. So how are you feeling, Bobby? How are you holding up over there?
I'm just holding up, you know, last minute stuff, getting all stuff ready for ATL, trying to get things done and you know, cobble it together, get everything moving in that direction, but I'm overexcited. You know, I just think this is And it's, you know what? I'm all about the energy. Like, the show's been putting out dope energy, dope songs. I've been listening to Bob in my head, grooving.
Yeah.
You know,
making glad to hear it.
And this topic is crazy. I was just like, oh, what should I do?
Ooh.
What should I do?
I can't wait to hear what you have bought. So when you're ready, we're going to hand the mic over to you.
All right. So let me try this out. All right. The way freedom was written on your skin, you would have known that you would have risked life and limb to have it. You would have blessings and prayers ready for those who hated your skin, asked to pray for them as they told you that their God was different from yours. Would march the Edmund Pettus Bridge using direct action, showing the world that they treated men, women, and children of melanin as if they were direct results of sin. Where I come from? I come from where they never told niggas that self-expression was freedom. They just thought niggas was dumb and thought we'd listen to music and twiddled our thumbs. Bums stuck in non-expressive slums of presumptuous control of black minds and black bodies to be from a world where a man thinking free is an oddity. They kept books that made Black Lives Matter, people freed and stripped and restricted the truth while white minds fucking our youth, smoke this, drink this, anti-word sniff, and they would steal the word, this no more speaking power into existence, the persistence of the fight to limit to 1619 while telling us to have a dream, telling us we have a black leader who's been dead for decades that makes me want to scream, this makes me want to holler as black bodies in bulk, dollars behind bars, private prisons, produce corporations, black on black crime, eliminated scholars, before they discover the genius, before the discovery of self-expression, before the discovery that black love is the ultimate aggression against white supremacy, racism, intellectual, cultural oppression. Tell me why. Tell me why you can't see black love faithfully, that you can see that love and energy that you can't translate this big dick and big clit energy, the sexy of our minds, like Shonda Rhimes goes out as soon as we land. You know they fucked her over as soon as we asked for tickets for Disneyland, made them billions, but never willing to acknowledge or tender the amazing shit that she did, how they rendered scene in the ABC machine, but I digress. It's less to know that erotic flow of the grip cleans up on aisle 69, calling niggas to slip to their own passion, start their own desires, comprehensive compromise, set their erotic cells on fire. Because, nigga, because we free. Nigga, we free. Well recommended, these words you blended. And so sometimes people love to limit me to this drink of ecstasy, but and I be much more than they could ever see. I quote justice. I quote freedom. I quote equality. And it all comes out in my poetry. You just have to listen closely to me. I dip and dive and slide around a lot of different things. But most of the time, people think that this social justice thing ain't my thing. But this is the first thing that I learned. I learned how to make my words speak fire to watch shit burn. And it's a different world where we be from. I'm going to keep this fire. I'm going to keep this run. I'm going to keep this strength. I'm going to flex every muscle I got through text, on paper, in word, in speech. It doesn't matter what you think I reach. It's how these words are going to teach. Point blank period. It's who I be. Freedom is the skin that I wear, and it's who I be.
You better.
Hi, bro. You know what I mean?
You know what?
What's up?
That was
laying it out.
That was remarkable. That really was. You guys are.
That was definitely right there, bro. You know what I'm saying? For real.
It was a history lesson. It was affirmations. It was ownership of self. I love this. I love this piece, you know, from you. And like you said in the piece, people get so used to hearing you that they don't realize that you got that work. And you, okay, come out and show them. There you go.
That's right.
And there you have it. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Right. Thank you so much for that piece, Mojave. Yes. All right. Well, Mojave, before we let you go, do you want to let us know all the amazing things that you have going on right now?
Well, glad you asked that question. Tomorrow, you're on Epiphany Radio University Starship. Where we boldly go where poems have never gone before. We are going to bring you Flash Week. We're going to bring you Flash Week, featuring deep thought lyricists out of Madison, Wisconsin, Virginia. We are going to ask this wonder kind of a poetry to rock out with his socks out, prep out, do some things. And it's also open mic, so we invite you to join as well. It's going to be a fire show, of course. And then later on this week, from Thursday on to Sunday, we will be in the great state of Georgia, in Atlanta, proper, if you will, doing amazing things. The Quiet Storm Erotic Slam on Friday, you know, featuring such slammers and solid poets, Ari the Goddess, our very own Trinity, and more. And then Saturday we have classes. We're rocking out with our writing and performing workshop with Amari Boxdale, as well as a nice, incredibly dope power play workshop by the infamous Jay Simone, teaching you how to bring BDSM to your bedroom. And then we'll have a luncheon with the chef known as Rare Epiphany, because she really is a chef, and it's going to be amazing. And later on that night, the Honey Drip of Poetry Showcase is going to be an Artistry Live Decatur, hosted by Jay Simone, featuring creativity poets, along with Tina ETL and Rewop, and the beauty and drip known as the Honey Drip of Poetry Collective. So if you're in Atlanta proper, you want to come or something, join us. It's going to be an amazing time as we drip and create incredibly beautiful memories. And on Sunday, we don't know what's going to happen because half the drip is going to be there. We might not have a room. But we're going to have an incredible time. Look for the pictures, look for the videos, look for the streams, look for everything. And then next Tuesday, we're back here with War Council. So we're going to rock out with our socks out. Hopefully we see you. And thank you. This is for Real Entertainment Network. We encourage you to take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby,
baby.
Yes. Well, whew, I look forward to all of that, all of that energy. It's going to be amazing.
You got a whole thing going on, bro. What up?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm not going to be able to come down and, you know what I'm saying, entertain myself with everything. You know what I mean?
But man, listen, you're gonna be like, I've been missing this the whole time, and I'm like, yep. You're gonna love it over here, brother.
I know, but you know what I'm saying? Some other things trump other things, man. Unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely be saluting everything y'all got going on, man. You're a man of mystery, man. But it's always another time, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Definitely.
Well, thank you for the space. Thank you for the energy. Thank you for allowing me into the royal court for the king and queen. It's one of my favorite shows in history. Y'all keep doing the damn thing. Keep this energy, this vibe. It's amazing.
Yeah,
yes,
we appreciate
thank you so much.
Thank you.
We do. Thank you, Mojave. Have a good night. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Hey!
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, that was Epiphany's own Mojave showing us
how
it's done. You know what? Listen, the ladies of Epiphany do their thing, but the fellas of Epiphany, you guys are change makers. You know, you rip the stage when it comes to poetry, but then it's, you have your hands in cultivating so many different things. Mojave, you know, the things that he was talking about are a few, but, you know, writing and inspiring one another, stay tuned into the Epiphany Radio Universe every night of the week. You're going to get a different perspective, but you definitely going to get some inspiration because, you know, you do it up over here. I'm so proud to be a part of this family. You guys are great.
No doubt.
Really are.
Indeed.
All right. Speaking of inspiration, I am ready to take our next caller, and it is Epiphany's own divine inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Stanford. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing excellent. Greetings.
What's going on, Paul?
To the royal host. What's up, fellas and ladies? How is you?
All right. We are great.
Yes. How are you?
I'm sitting here watching the Eagles game in my zone right now.
I'm so glad that you could take the time away from it and come through. Yes. All right. Well, I don't want to keep you away from your game too long. So now that we know that you are in good spirits and the topic of the night is the price of freedom, and we've taken you away from the Eagles long enough, so when you're ready, the mic is yours, Paul.
All right. Thank you. This piece is called when? Question for the ages. When is it going to end? When is this genocide of ourselves going to end? When, Lord, when will we stop using our own as a dumping ground and killing zone for our frustration, our disgust, and what appears to be lack of illumination, our disrespecting and dishonoring our Nubian nation? When will we stop allowing selfish, Satan-inspired thoughts of entitlement and narcissism to pave the path to the destruction of the entire Nubian nation? When will we put down the reckless tongue and the knife and gun and band together powerfully, righteously, unitedly as one? With the power gained through our unity and wisdom from what was our genesis, our quote-unquote solid as a rock foundation, we have no excuse for this current suicidal, genocidal, heartbreaking demise. This is completely insane. That same pride and dignity and grace that is our ancestry still flows through our veins. When will we allow the gentle guidance of God to be recognized and accepted? When will we stop, look, and listen to the cries of those virtues within ourselves that are now being blatantly neglected? It seems only the weaknesses and mistakes of who we are is embraced and willingly selected. When will we realize and recognize the power and strength and potential that flows through our veins, our hearts, our very DNA? We are so much greater than what the media and ridiculously we ourselves portray us as these days. We have come to a critical point in our very existence. I fear we are near the point of no return. We either have to wake up and return to God, or as an entire race, an entire pathetic race, simply crash and burn. When, my God, will we learn? Or will we? Poem.
Wow. There was so much gold into that poem, but the line that you said, suffer from a lack of illumination, that speaks volume to everything else that you spoke about. That is pivotal. I love this piece. I really did. It reminds me of What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. And it's like taking a look at the state of the world. And, you know, can't lose hope. You can't. You really can't. You know?
No, we can't.
I really. Mm-hmm. But I love that line. I really do.
Thank you.
This is amazing. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. All right.
Appreciate
that.
My daddy helped me.
Indeed.
Write some stuff.
Yes, he did. Yes, he does. Absolutely. Praise God. All right, Paul, before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe?
Oh, absolutely. Every Sunday night, God willing, at 9 p.m., with the exception of the last Sunday of the month, that's 8 o'clock, that's Youth Sunday. But we have the Inspiration Factory, where myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and one of Epiphany's latest acquisitions, my partner in praise, Alonzo. Come on through, and you know, we like to do poetry, praise, pray, have a good time in the Lord.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you tune in on Sunday, you know, to you know, get your praise and worship on with divine inspiration. Paul, thank you so much for joining us, and I appreciate that powerful piece. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both for the platform.
Definitely do, man. That's what's up.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks again. One love, one mic, Paul. Thank you for coming.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, too. Oh, man. You see what I mean? They just hate you from every direction. This is the Tiffany Radio universe. This is how we do things here. You know, you're going to bring it from every different perspective. I really love that piece. Yeah.
That's because it's easy over here. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, indeed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick music break, and we'll be right back with you.
I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget that nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Guilt trip's just not working, repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk. Okay, that's how I choose to live. Oh. No more compromises. I see past the disguises, blindly through mind control, stealing my eternal soul, appealing through material to keep me as a slave. But I'll get out. Oh, I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Oh, I want out of self-survival. Oh, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. See, you don't change the truth. And your hurt feelings, no excuse to keep me in this box. Psychological lock, repressing true expression, cementing this repression, promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system. I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Oh, let my father's will be done. And just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage. Just get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. Just get out. Oh, these traditions killing freedom. What you say, keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk and learn and grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke, or you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life a sacrifice to a system for the dead. Oh, are you sure? Where's the passion in this living? Are you God you're serving, obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory, just get out of these traditions, are lies, just get out. Superstition killing freedom, knowing my condition is the reason I must die. Just get out, just get out, just get out.
Every day I pray for mankind. We're all slaves to a generation socialized in sicknesses in the mind. We are habitual thinkers, substance abusers, and habitual drinkers. But free your mind, because the plug is watching from the top floor, hoping you too will fall for the illusions of a temporary high, what we think we need to get by. But are we really trying when kids are dying and depression is trending? Are these the signs of an Armageddon? We're all in denial, and it's all cool until you're suicidal. We never learn from our so-called idols. We're just repeating the cycle. So I never read the news anymore. It's hard not to feel hopeless when no one noticed the explosion came from a man whose legal gun was loaded. It's all watered down and sugar-coated. We voted, but did we really get to choose? We don't need proof that they separate us from the truth. Mothers and fathers are being separated from their youth, and they're selling the American dream and what it appears to be, but they don't teach us that wealth is unattainable with their currency. History is not my brother's story. The original founders were buried in the ground where men have planted seeds of disease, and they've justified being thieves, feeding their inner demons and blaming the minorities. It's a World War III, corruption versus greed, not you versus me. But did we ever think of the need for inner peace? They can't put a price on your soul. Don't matter your religion, right and wrong is something everybody knows. They pick and choose what's equal, who's good and who's evil. And this is the devil's world, but the Lord is coming for his people. Looking in the jaws of death, we reach
they know who we be.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network. We are live tonight on the topic of the price of freedom, and the poets are hitting so hard tonight. Are you ready for some more of this, King?
Yeah, let's proceed with the proceedings.
All right. Well, it looks like, oh, we have a great surprise. One of my favorite people, poets who you rarely hear her on the mic, but she's always in the background. And if you check her out on Facebook, she has some amazing work out there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's essentially Janice. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening. Good evening, Queen Simmons, King Atterbury.
Hey,
listen, these poets are through and I'm not playing tonight.
Yes, I'm like, oh my God.
Yes.
It is. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for hitting that one.
Yeah.
Your voice. I know that, you know, sometimes you have to get away, and I appreciate it. I appreciate you constantly being here, even if you don't. But when you do, we always love to hear your brand of magic. So thank you so much for coming through. No problem. All right. So the topic tonight is the price of freedom. And I'd love to hear your perspective on that.
I have an older piece, well, from earlier this year, that I kind of pulled out of the archives, if you don't mind.
Oh, of course.
Hey.
When you're ready, the mic is yours.
The mic is yours, baby.
All right. The title of this piece is The Audacity of Once Tangible Property. I don't want to be here, positioned slightly off-center on this stage, visibly uncomfortable, knowing it's preferable for me to twirl now, display these varied, beautiful scars, breathe life into choreographed steps while ignoring those empty nods to resilience, those whispered prompts to thrive, in spite of I missed my mark. At times, intentionally so, knowing my potential belongs to me alone. And when shared as intended with the beauty of free-spirited movement, we are then gifted with the audacity of once tangible property. Now, unsettled and being relegated again to a vessel of future worth, still reflecting intrinsic value in spite of this need to corral us, to synchronize us so as to breed, as God intended, right? We're all made in his image, but only half of us are in need of legislation. This progressive nation, so inherently regressive, I missed my mark. This time, aggressively so, knowing that my power belongs to me and me alone. Essentially.
Oh my God.
All right now.
Oh,
you just waiting
God.
On the angel to start singing. that was a
listen.
Beautiful piece. I like that.
That was powerful. That was powerful. My gosh.
Yeah,
I'm like trying to take down like lines that caught me, but one just ran into another. This was so beautifully done. So beautifully done. And your voice and your delivery is just so sweet. It's like, this was like, you know, the medicine that is easier to take than other medicines. That's just like, you know, you serve them the medicine, but with a little bit of honey, as is your brand. But yes, this is definitely a powerful, powerful poem. Even though your delivery is, as always, is so beautifully soothing, and I love it.
I'm gonna have to address that because that is really interesting.
Because it's not intentional, like, that's how I feel, regardless of what I'm talking about, so.
It is. This reminds me of, this particular piece, it just reminds me of, you know how you put your shoulder, your hand on someone's shoulder when you have to give them, you know, some news that they need to hear. It's like, you know, here, I'm going to give you your medicine. I love it. I love it. It's just a, yes, that's definitely that. Puts it more into perspective. Oh gosh, but I love your work. Your work is so beautiful and so unique. And thank you so much. And thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate you. We always love to give the. Yes, I'm sorry, King. I need to give you a chance to. I'm study fangirling over here. Did you have something you need to say, King?
Oh, if you don't mind. I mean, I appreciate it. No, I'm just messing with y'all. Yeah, that was a beautiful dope piece, though. You know what I'm saying? I always appreciate hearing how you verbalize your poetry and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely like A1 word.
Absolutely. Indeed. So, since Yanice, before we let you go, is there anything that you have going on that you'd like to bring attention to? Throw out your handles, you know, promote yourself, put yourself out there, because you do some amazing things in your work. You share it and promote it, and it's so beautiful. I would love for it to get as much airtime as it can. So let us know what you have going on.
Oh, you can find my work on, I just actually started my YouTube channel too. Where it's kind of like I'll, it's just random thoughts, to be honest. It's not really poetry related. It's random thoughts, just thoughts about creativity and then kind of what I'm doing a little bit. So my channel is just essentially Johnny's, real easy to find. Pieces I post on Instagram, essentially _ Johnny. And I just started my Facebook page where it's like strictly work and videos, and that is essentially, I think, super easy to find. But I'll post, so I posted the piece for tonight on an event page, and I'll put like my, you know, info on there to make it easy to find.
Oh, perfect. And thank you so much for that. And again, thank you for always being so supportive and in our corner and promoting it, supporting us. You really do. And, I wish you all of the best, and I'm definitely going to look out to read that piece because that was amazing. That was amazing.
And,
thank you.
Hold on for a minute, Queen. Hold on for a minute. I just want to say to Zanis that, and thank you for helping King with his special project he got coming out soon. So I want to give you your flowers and give you a salute to that.
Thank you.
It's going to be something special with some special dynamics to it, you know what I mean? You know how I do it, you know what I mean? But I want to appreciate, you know what I'm saying, your hands-on with my project and all that. So, yeah, much love to you on that. Word.
Oh, that's beautiful. I cannot wait to see what you guys have cooking up because, yes, you are great. You know, how great she is with the poetry, she is equally as amazing with the material that she produces, and how you present your poetry is so different than most of what I've seen anywhere else. And I know with your hands on the way King does his, it's going to be really beautiful to see. So I would definitely be looking out for that. And again, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate hearing your beautiful voice. All right. You have a great night. One love and one light.
One love, one light.
One love and light.
Oh, man. See, ladies and gentlemen, that was essentially Janice. Make sure you check her out. She's awesome. She's awesome. Awesome.
She's special.
Oh, man. She really is. She's got a special heart and very talented. Okay. All right. Are you ready to keep this party going, King?
Well, yeah, let's proceed with the proceedings.
Indeed, indeed. So it looks like next up on the mic, we have a caller from area code 506. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have joining us tonight?
Hi, it's Lady A.
Oh, Lady A, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. It's good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's up?
I'm being inspired by the poetry tonight. So beautiful. So beautiful.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
And
thank you. And thank
song,
you so
that
much
last song, The Lord is Coming. Oh, my God. I was so moved by that. It's beautiful.
Yes, that was
really inspiring.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear it.
So I brought something a little bit different. I grew up in Montreal, so I was about 13.
Mm-hmm.
And our neighbors,
mm-hmm.
we had a lot of neighbors who were survivors of the camps in Europe. And we had a neighbor of mine, and I wrote this poem about her, and I would like to share that because the price of freedom for her was so great. And,
wow, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so if I may, I'll put it in the room afterwards, but unless you want to read along with it, I can do that as well. But I'm writing it as if I'm the one that's surviving, but I'm speaking for her. And hang on, I'm going to put it in the room too, and you can follow along. We had a lot of neighbors and friends of my family who were survivors of the camps. It was it was an early education for us as kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to put the title in, but I can't get it in there. But it's called Freedom is Not Free. I'm going to have to do that after. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's fine. All right, when you're ready, Lady A, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. My father was the mayor. My mother nurtured five, three sisters and a brother. They no longer are alive. I think it was my hair, blonde, like golden wheat. They took me from the train to the experimental suite. Children were so young, I was but 14. They tried to dye their eyes from brown to a light green. Others stood before them naked, afraid to cry. The test today was with hammers on their heads applied. Sterilize the Jews, no more procreation, x-rays on my ovaries for days until destruction. I survived and moved from Europe, still blonde and young, just 20. No hope to have sweet children. I fear I lived aplenty. 10 locks on my front door, 10 more on the back. I survived and live in freedom. My soul is veiled in black. And peace.
Oh, wow, Lady A, that was moving. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely was.
In the perspective, I can't imagine experiencing that. And the way that you captured it and, you know, the cadence that you put behind it, it just really walks us through that. What had to be a very hellish experience. But we thank you so much for bringing that. It was a really awesome, very moving piece. Thank you.
Thank you.
King?
I think everybody pays a price in some way or another. All of us do in one way or another, especially those who have a history in sorrow like this, like our Black community with
mm-hmm.
the slavery and all that has occurred even until today. And I think
mm-hmm.
The Jewish, I mean, you look around the world and see that, I mean, right now over in Europe, you know, the things that are going on, it's just, man's inhumanity to man is just, I will never get a handle on it.
There's still a lot of it in modern day slavery and whatnot. So my thing is, it is what it is. It's what you do with it and how you move about around all of that. So I don't care about the slave master or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? When you have a voice of freedom, you're going to speak however way you want to speak. So all that old school terminology shit is out the window. This the new, this the new America. You know what I mean? You either live in it or you die in that shit and whatnot. So it is what it is.
It reminds me of the quote
And you have such a different point of view on, not a different, but a very unique point of view in a way that you stand on your today and you stand on what can be done. And that's the difference, I think, is that what can be done, what can be said.
Because I don't care. That's why I want to. I don't live in the past. I live in the present and tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? You can always make your tomorrow a better day for yourself. All that shit from back in the day, you can have remembrance, but still exist in today's world and keep that train moving on that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it is what it is. Make your tomorrow your future.
Indeed. All right. Well, I agree with that. That reminds me of a quote. What does Dr. King say? What is it? Darkness cannot drive out the darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Only love can do that. So, indeed. I agree with King that you can't live in the past, but, you know, you kind of have to remember history and to try to move an experience like that from the past and still keep it to acknowledge someone's experience is still
but don't,
a special thing
don't
to
be a
able
victim,
to do.
Don't be a victim of the cycle. I mean, once you start becoming a victim of the cycle, you no good to yourself. Focus your thoughts on self-love and self-preservation. You know what I mean? Instead of somebody else's situation.
Right on, yeah.
All right, we'll see where you're going, King. Thank you so much. All right, Lady A, we do appreciate you for coming through. We appreciate your love and support, and that piece is definitely important. I'm very glad that you brought it to us tonight. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
I'm definitely going to check out. You're so welcome.
Nice.
And I appreciate you for posting it into the chat as well. One love and one mic, Lady A. Thank you for joining us.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Thank you so much for coming through, Lady A, and sharing your piece with us. All right, King. We're going to keep it rolling. Ooh, it looks like we have quite the treat up next. It is...
No doubt.
What is this other moniker? I can't even name all of them, but he is...
The impeccable.
Always will be. The impeccable J-Rob, the wise son. I love that. Thank you so much for joining us.
The impeccable J-Rob, the wise son. You heard? Yo, what's up, bro?
Yo, way too kind. I truly do not deserve those type of accolades. I'm one of the most flawed brothers out in the streets, but I'm humbled by the compliment, so thank you so very much.
How you be, bro? How's the family and everything, man? I see what's going on. You know what I mean?
We're getting it all back, man. It's going to take a minute. But, you know, you still live in the same states that have tried to take away stuff, and people are trying to, there are people out in the world that really want to prove to you that they mean you no good.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there that regardless of how much progress we've made, they still want to try to take that away from you. And they want to try to deter you or make you run away. But while I'm optimistically cautious, I still think the time for running is gone. And some people need to be confronted. Because there are some people who still want to behave with those white hoods and those markings of an angry oppressor. And if you don't address your oppressor straight up, they're going to continue to scare people. And those people who are scared are going to unfortunately run. And it's up to people who have to do what was done prior to them being born. Saying I'm not running. Like years ago, I had an elder say something to me that stuck with me. And he said, someday your answer, when you go to heaven, your ancestors are going to ask you, what did you do with the freedom that we died for? And you better have a good answer if you're trying to sit amongst the ancestors.
Oh,
and when I see some
powerful.
Of the things that are happening, it's pretty heavy. And this was an older cat because he heard a bunch of us calling each other out of our name.
Mm.
And the end word was flying back and forth. And he said, you know, I hear you young brothers, and you brothers use the name given to you by an oppressor. But I just want to ask you a question. And that's when he hit us up with that. And it really shook me and maybe one other guy that was talking with us. He said, I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life, but I have forgotten more of the bad things that have happened in this country than the good things that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just asking, with you young brothers, how do you constantly call each other the same name your oppressors call you and think it's a compliment? And then he hit us with that joint. So.
Well, I
feel you all the way, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
You got to confront them. And let them know that
you have to.
You ain't no chump. You going to speak your mind. Because for many years, I've never really said anything. I go into work and just do what I do. People are very opinionated. As soon as I started being vocal, I'm a very forward person. I just keep my shit under wraps. There's a time and place for everything. So when I started becoming more vocal, they're like, uh-oh, you got a lot to say. And I go right in the office. Administration, bring the supervisor in here too. She needs to hear this conversation. So they wonder, is everything okay? Oh, I'm fine. Are you okay? And that's what I say. Are you okay? I said, as a union employee, I can speak my mind without being disciplined. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's not stupid as they think they are. These are all white people, but I'm just saying, I didn't disrespect them. I just voiced my opinion. But they didn't care for how I'm very open now. They want to be some little black dude, don't say nothing, just come to work. The game don't play like that. So I get what you're saying, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Times have changed.
Indeed.
Times have changed. Very true. But
yes, they have.
I think brothers and sisters need to be strategic and how they behave.
Indeed.
Because if you're not strategic, there are people who will plot your demise in front of
True.
You without you paying attention.
You're right about that.
And then the next thing you know, you're lined up. And you're lined up and there's nowhere to go. You're lined up and you're gone. So before you get lined up, pay attention to your surroundings, intellectually speaking. And allow your surroundings to dictate your path strategically so you can make the best moves for you, because you only have but so many tomorrows to say, yeah, I'll get them again. And you want to make sure that when you make your move, your moves count.
You right about that. All I know is when I see the ancestors, they're going to say what I did, and I'm going to tell them exactly. I opened my mouth to speak. But not in that ignorant way. Just show them that I'm not a dumb black nigga. I'm a young black intelligent man. You know what I'm saying? And that's my key right there to let them know. Ain't no Sambo shit thing going on here. You know what I mean? Voice of reason.
I'm going to dig that.
Yes, indeed.
I dig that.
That was just so many jewels that you brought through, and you say, you know, you wonder why. The wise son resonates. You teach. You exist. You teach by existing. You are a teacher in every sense of the word, and it just comes out in everything that you do. And it's so good to have your perspective here today, and it's so good to hear your voice, and that you have another day to share things like this. And it is important to make sure that those things are heard. And I love that statement. you know, to look at it from the perspective of one day you have to answer for how you spent your time. It's like the parable of the talents. One day you're going to have to answer for how you spent every blessing that you were given. And the blessing is your time and attention and how you nurture those things in order to devise a path for yourself in. I love to look at it from that way. Look at it from the distance of where you're going. It's not just the steps you're taking right now. It's that distance that you're going, the direction that you're reaching for, you know, and how important it is to show up in that space as pristine as possible. I love that. I really love that statement. And you didn't even get to the poetry yet, and you already got my hair standing on my neck. You know, it's just how you do. It's your energy. I love
it. If you go on my Facebook page, just to piggyback on what you were talking about, beloved, I posted something like that after one of my people passed away. And it's that same scenario, that on this man's deathbed, he's surrounded by all these spirits. And all these spirits are his blessings and his potential. And it says, and he's like, well, who are you? And he's like, we're everything that you were supposed to be, but you squandered us. And now we're about to die with you without having an opportunity to reach the peak that we were supposed to see.
Oh, my gosh.
And just imagine being surrounded by your potential and your blessing. And your blessings go unanswered because we wasted an opportunity to see them through.
Just the gravity in that alone is just,
Indeed.
I'm looking for that as we speak. I know I shouldn't be trying to, you know, walk and chew gum at the same time, but I'm definitely going
to
pin that if you can. Okay, tag me to it. I definitely want
to
read that. That sounds.
Yo,
you see, and
yo,
he didn't even get to his piece yet, and I'm just like, okay.
I know, but I'm saying before bro gets to his piece, and when I just want to say, yo. We gotta definitely find you on a Monday, man. You know what I'm saying? Me and Poe have you on that East Side Connection, man. That would have been lovely having you there tonight, man. Word up.
We'll definitely make something happen, man. Starting in the new year, because December is usually a rough month for me.
Yeah, I feel you.
We'll definitely make that link happen, man, and I'll make that pop the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, just always know that, man. You thought about, man. Word up.
I appreciate y'all in more ways than y'all could ever imagine. Because as old as I have gotten, and I'm blessed to be here, to be able to share my visions of poetry, but to be able to have people who want to hear what I got to say poetically speaking, is levels beyond humbling, and I want to thank you both for your platform.
You're most welcome. Absolutely. Oh, so after all of that is said and digested in small bites, we are still have to make room for a piece.
We're
going to move on out of the way and hand over the mic to J-Rob, the wise son. The mic is all yours, sir.
Thank you. In keeping with your theme, I thought this piece would be apropos. Once upon a time, there were white houses and white towers and people who exercised white-only Wonder Twin powers. At bus depots and lunch counters where white-only water fountains. People that were ignorant to their own persuasion because in America the best thing in life, well, hell, is always to be Caucasian. But see, you can only keep a black man down for so long, like a song that says we're going to keep marching on. But we fought against margin lines and in between the dead chalk lines and in between district with weight lines and no homes and this neighborhood lines, all because the color lines kept from somebody's lying eyes. And yes, we all know it. All men are created equal, but yet despite the abuse, there's been no greater patriot than the red, white, and blue lives in this nation's black people. So then I ask why. Why do you dare to say to me, how do I have the nerve to demand equality from a system that never even wanted me to be free?
but they say you had a black president. But then you remember me when my vote means so much to you, the way that you used to, like the girl I used to date to, but my mere presence gives you memory lapse. And he told y'all, once I get that, believe that, because y'all got to believe in my want to help black people lie. But what you didn't see was through my lying eyes. And in between those lies, he whispered loudly, the thing that you need to know is once I get your vote, we can always go back to the status quo. You see, I need y'all's vote, not y'all. I still have the unmitigated gall to lie to y'all because you have no intentions of seeing things being equal for none of y'all. I mean, black people. Because once upon a time, it seems to be in the same time after time that I guess is this time for black people to draw a chalk line in between the crimes and let go of the petty strife. And it's about time that we let go of all the things that keep us apart and start appreciating this thing they call life. Not just because it's the only thing that we got left, but someday someone is going to ask, what do you do with the freedom that we gave you because this is all we got left? Did they go back to where they came from? Nah. They just accepted defeat and kept the warm weather protest marches and kept singing, we shall overcome, just as a constant reminder that if we don't really demand a shift from the deranged, we're going to keep singing. But shit ain't really going to change. I mean, the more things remain the same, the more we try to complain. So my thing is, y'all got to stop being scared. Stop begging. Stop saying please. Stop being on your own 2 feet. Start demanding by force, if necessary, the equality that you deserve and get off your damn knees. Because your elders did that already. Your elders did that so you don't have to. So don't think about it. The question now becomes, what the fuck are you going to do about it? They're gone. That's my piece.
Damn.
That was live and direct, bro. Definitely appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That needs to be just played on the speakers. You know, there's certain areas in the city where I grew up where they're close to the masjid and they just play, you know, they play the prayers at the time of day. And I'm like, this, things like this in our neighborhoods should be playing because I feel like it needs to be absorbed into the way that people think in order to try to find some sort of correction, just to know. So I think there's a lot of ignorance and people don't realize how important things are. And this piece right here, just so much, the gravity of it is just amazing. I just wish I could play this to my children, my adult children, yeah, and get them to just, you know, I feel like this would set people's focus back into alignment to realize what this is really all about. What is it really all about? And a line when you said it's like warm weather protest marches, I'm like, I almost stood up out of my seat because that is a mouthful. Because they will, when the weather is nice and it's popular, you'll see a lot of people singing and doing all of these different things. But when it comes to the brass tacks of getting change done, people aren't as resolute. And like you say, if they just keep on singing and nothing's going to change, this piece is deep.
Well, yeah, it's definitely.
I love it.
Hey, listen.
Mm-hmm. As long as we're singing, like in New York, mm-hmm. I think the most insulting thing to ever happen was this Juneteenth celebration and made it a paid holiday. This is the biggest insult going because people got real quiet after the governor and the mayor put that into motion. I was like, wow, they just pulled the hokey doke over your eyes and everybody went from screaming to, hey, it's not bad anymore.
Glass and baubles. And a little bit of food and keep you satiated. You never have to think for yourself. Oh,
it's crazy.
As long as I keep you occupied over there, you're not looking over here.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
You said it right correctly right there.
The whole,
you know what I mean?
It's the whole bait and switch, like man. And
like you said, the okie doke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need to be teaching a master class on just black excellence because
all you gotta
that
do is read the brother pieces on that. That's the
indeed.
Study hall right there. The pieces on
it
that.
Is.
Look outside the box on that.
Right, absolutely. My gosh.
It's funny because some pieces I can't really post. Like I did a piece at an event since we're on this topic, and I used the metaphor, and it got me in trouble. I said, how come black people's misery are not anti-Semitic?
You know what?
That's how I ended the piece.
You know what? And that probably it's so many nerves. That reminds me of this situation with Kyrie Irving is here. That, and it's like it's certain things that if you touch it, it's wonder why that is so taboo. And it's like because if it bothers you, what they say, a hit dog is going to holler every time. If it's bothering you that much, let's take a look at it. Why is it, you know?
So many people got angry with me. I said, I'm not trying. I said, if you listen to how poets talk, all of us being poets, the thing is we use metaphors to make points and we tell stories. And sometimes you got to make a point that's going to rub people a different kind of way. You know, and it's crazy, but sometimes your wording will touch a nerve, but then if they listen to how the metaphors drop, they're like, I get it. And there was a lot of people upset, and I had to explain the piece. And you hate doing that as a poet, because if I have to explain the piece, then you didn't get it.
Right.
Just take the metaphor, let's run.
Yeah.
They heard the anti-Semitic and was more concentrated on that than, how come black people's misery is not anti-Semitic?
But you know the one thing with me, bro, you know what I'm saying? When you say your pieces, or even if you post them, this is just me before I even moved to KMA, you know what I'm saying, in 1992. I've learned to look for the breadcrumbs that y'all drop out there. I know you can't speak on certain things, so I look at the breadcrumbs that's dropped. And then when a person do the knowledge and you research things, you figure things out. And that's how you find even more knowledge yourself. Not too many people
are
hip on that. You know what I'm saying? You got to look for the hidden jewels. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Not everybody can say everything.
And the funny thing is we can, but a lot of people are afraid. And that's the beauty of being a poet, y'all. We're supposed to be able to say the words that a lot of people are afraid to say. We just have to find a clever way of getting that note across. We're the CNN of the streets.
Right.
We can't be afraid to tell those truths, and we use clever words to get that same story across, the same way Africans used to use hair braiding as a map to freedom, how they used to use patch blankets as a road map. How they used to throw hush puppies in the woods to throw the dogs off so we can keep moving. We just have to find more creative ways. We're an amazingly creative people.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, think about it. You take ragtime. Yes, sir.
No, get it. I didn't mean to interrupt you, so I get it.
No, just looking at what we do. We took ragtime, turned it into jazz, took jazz, expanded jazz, and turned it into, Negro spirituals into ragtime. Negro spirituals and ragtime turned into R&B. Ragtime turned into jazz. Jazz expanded and took R&B and jazz and turned it into what we know as soul music. And soul music and jazz created hip-hop music, and hip-hop now runs the world. And the poetry in between has always been who we are.
Absolutely.
From how to become free to what's going on to fight the power.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've always said that. Like
taking
a poet,
up so much of your time.
No.
Cool. Listen.
I'm going to hit Queen with this real quick. I can't say who told me this, but
Queen, did you know that there was black Jews that was burned during that whole Holocaust thing? You know what I'm saying?
That
they left out of
yes.
the history books? You knew that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yes, and there's the difference between the original, you know, that's a conversation that'll get you in trouble, but original Jews versus the Jewish people and how that transpired and how we are the originals everywhere. The Eve gene cannot be denied. We cannot be denied.
Yeah, that was
what
my attention
is our own ignorance.
They act like it was just, you know, the Jews out there. It was blacks that was left out there too in that whole cut. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, soon I'm gonna tackle all them subject matters on that. I don't care. You know what I mean? I got a voice and I'm gonna speak it on that. I'll take all the smoke.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I feel you there. I totally feel that. Well, J-Rob, thank you so much for joining us and bringing all of your wisdom and knowledge. And King, thank you for expounding on this conversation. You know, we have another caller that's on the line that I would love to get to before we get to
I'm sorry for taking up so much time, but thank you both for this time.
Nah, it's all good, bro. We appreciate it.
We welcome making a space for these conversations. That is the purpose of all of this, is to expand.
Amen.
The conversation
Word.
Further, and I think that is, I always say, when the poets are meant to tell the story of the day, and that's been since biblical times, there's been a poet who is, you know, gave feeling to the experiences of that time in a way that regular words don't.
Every second, every minute.
Technical difficulties. I am very sorry. You know, when you go into overtime, the volume on the music goes up. I had it playing ambient. I apologize for that, J-Rob. Thank you so much. But yes,
yeah,
okay, because we
coming
to
through,
tell
bro.
The story
Word
of the
that.
Day, and you definitely put that into perspective for me tonight. Thank you so much,
Word.
J-Rob. We appreciate you. Oh, we didn't give you a chance to give
Thank
us.
You.
Let us know. Give us a rundown
yeah.
on what's going on with you before you leave.
Since this is the last Thursday of the month, because it's Thanksgiving, we're not going to be having a show on Thanksgiving. This is going to be open mic Thursday. So Grant and I are going to be doing this once a month, where we're going to let people rip and run on the open mic side of poetry once
That's
a month. And this Thursday is going to be that day. Bring what you got and what you got. Bring Van Meadows, John Robinson, Poetic Wise Son, the Get Down on Thursday, 9 o'clock. I can't wait to hear what creatives are going to come through. It's going to be something to get down on. So that's what we do on Thursday.
Definitely come through to get down.
Definitely.
Get down. Absolutely. Well, thanks again for joining us, J-Rob. We love you, and thank you for coming
You're
through.
You're most welcome. Thank
one
you for
love.
Having me.
Thank you, brother. No doubt.
One love, one
mic.
One love and one mic, y'all.
Ooh, were you guys ready for that lesson? That was a lesson in the Black experience, and I think it followed perfectly in everything else that happened today. And it's not going to get any better because, you know, next up on the mic, I believe this is the boss man. It's not waiting, but is this? Good evening, boss man. How are you doing? Ladies and gentlemen, it's author Larry Badass, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Welcome to King and Queen Quarters. Are you with us? All right. I think we may have lost For Real.
Nah,
Real, are
did.
You with us?
Boss man. What's up? Oh, he might have tried.
Okay. All right, we'll try to come back to him. Looks like we have another caller coming in. Area code 323. Welcome to King and Queen Quarters. Who do we have joining us?
Sincere from Los Angeles. I've been listening to the show. I think I'm in queue. I done hit the wrong button.
Uh-oh. I was like, where'd he go? I knew I saw you earlier. Thank you so much for putting up with the the system. Sometimes it gives you a hard way to go, but we appreciate you for coming through. How are you doing tonight?
I'm so excellent. How are you? What's happening, King?
Great.
I'm chilling, bro. Thank you for coming through. You know what I mean?
No, man, thanks for having this platform. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
All right, tonight, I know you said you've been listening. We're discussing the price of freedom poetically. I would love to hear what you brought on the topic tonight. So when you're ready,
okay. We're
going to hand the mic over to you. The mic is all yours.
American War, the Holocaust, and the annihilation of being black. In today's history, present, past, and future, I heard the king mention you got to be part of the present. How is the present escaping us from the past when the past is in our face on a daily grind of being reminded that we are black? American war against American Negroes in the homegrown Third Reich. Let the purge begin, if not already begun, with a gun and a soft porn rated children's age appropriate to take their choices away from free thoughts. War has begun, chemicals to outright war against all of our American Negroes since the time they came into power. 1985, they bombed Maryland. If it wasn't Maryland, it was Philadelphia. We're talking about the drugs, the dope, prostitution, you name it. The Holocaust for us is real. From overseas to our frontier front doorsteps, on burger stands offering sex workers and apps to track human consumption on human trafficking. American wars on her Negro citizens' homegrown Third Reich American pie dreams. Watermarks on who's alive on Wall Street Stock Exchange. Did you know our birth certificate is part of the corporation? They have an account with our Social Security. Something that you need to check. You're talking about a war, an American war. Who's making money from the overtime war against or for the organs from all the dead bodies, leftovers from the dead off the streets of Baghdad? And this is too far removed from actions here in America. Those influencing the war right here on the soul of the dead wanting hashtag new dawn and skirts. Cloning clocks, running time backwards to clothing lines, living rules infallible. War on drugs, war on me, war on Republicans, war on Democratic parties. Money over sexual, homosexual activities. But I tell you this, American war started with the Native American. So you telling me we all visitors. We keep hearing about everybody else's story. What about the true story about the Native Americans and the so-called black Hebrew Negroes that's been here and stripped of their rights? It's always been about us. The day we put down and pick up a pen besides writing and educate ourselves, the world will shut down because it's going to go back to herself, resetting herself. Remember, the Moors educated the world. They ruled Europe for 700 years, taught them how to bathe, taught them mathematics, astrology. We're doing that now. But yet we're too busy with the small change we're getting as crumbs. American war. That's that piece, Sincere from Los Angeles.
Yeah, from Los Angeles. You are a dangerous man. That piece.
Thank you.
Drop some jewels, man. I hope you don't get in trouble for that, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
You know what I mean? But that's real, though. Listen. You know what I'm saying? I know all about that, B. You know what I mean? Thanks for dropping that piece, though. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
That's what you call pulling the scab off of the wound and just letting it be exposed, because you exposed a great deal of stuff that I don't think people are ready to have a conversation. The straw man basket. Listen.
I'm going to the bank tomorrow when I have to make a withdrawal and use my social security number. Yo, this is the bank account number right here. Can I get mine?
Let me tell you how you get that. You got to set up a bank account, and you got to get your a certified stamp sealed with your birth certificate to claim that.
Mm-hmm.
You also got to go back and do your history. Your birth certificate allows you to have a birth, but you're not considered a human being. Do your history.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know all about
okay.
Texas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. See, see now
man.
It's time for us to wake up. They say anti-Semitic. How are we anti-Semitic? And we passing knowledge. They call us niggers. So we've been at war since slavery with the nigger, with the word nigger and with the word boy.
We're not supposed to have that knowledge. You know what I mean?
Oh, we're not supposed to. Oh, okay.
We're not supposed to.
Trying to keep us ignorant has always been the governing slavery, the overarching slavery that we are constantly
fighting. The last 130 years of education, because I'm an educator. Did you know the things that I've learned of being an educator, what's been hidden from us? And that's in the library today because we won't go and read and research it?
Right.
To get our true rights from our birth certificate that they backed by silver. You know, our birth certificate is backed by silver.
Right. Mm-hmm. You heard about that.
That means we already have an account. We just got to go get it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Teach him.
I'm sorry.
You
guys got me so
want.
Fired up and everybody before me.
No.
Preach and teach. You know what I mean? Hey, you right on the money with that. I learned about that when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? But you right.
Oh, my gosh. If you could, listen, I just want, if you could post that in the event page to break, I would just love to dissect and just have a conversation about each different stand in that poem because it was just that perfect. And it was poetic and it was impactful, but it was deep. This was a deep dive, and I'm very glad that you held on through the back and forth with the system because I love this. I really did love this piece. Thank you so much for bringing it. It was amazing.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. All right. Oh, Cecile, thank you so much. One love, one mic. Oh, my goodness.
Brother hit the target with that. You know what I'm saying?
City, how do you close a show with that bomb right there? That was a truth bomb. What else can you call it but a truth bomb? Because that's exactly what it was.
We need to see if the boss man is still right there with the 445, you know what I mean?
Okay, we'll check back in with the boss man. One second. All right. Oh, boss man.
What
Welcome to King and Queen's Corner.
What
is there he is.
What you was hiding in the cup with the smoke?
Y'all be cracking me up. What y'all doing with me? What is going on, Trina?
I'm great. It's great to hear your voice. I know that much. I don't know what else is going on. And do you hear this, I don't even know what to call it. It's just been a phenomenal night with a bunch of impactful poetry
energy.
That I just...
Sheesh. Yeah.
Vibrant energy, man. You know what I'm saying? For real, I need a new necklace joint, bro.
Hit me up, man. Just hit me up back there. Back there.
I
gotta
be out here flossing and whatnot. You know what I mean?
I was wondering if I heard y'all unmute me a little while ago. I was wondering.
Yeah,
we did.
What a ball set.
Yeah,
I'm right here, you know. Hey, thank you for unmuting me. I was shedding a few tears. I was, into the game and whatnot, but my team lost, so I feel down and out. I feel kind of depressed right now. But I did get to hear a little bit here and there. Got to hear my brother J. Rob, the wise son, a little bit up in there. I thought I heard something from Miss Pearly earlier. I'm not sure who that was.
No.
That was Miss Adrian. Paul did his thing. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard Who else did I hear? I heard quite a few people doing their thing.
Did you hear Van Mojave?
Station manager.
Yes. Oh, you got to listen to the playback. This has been...
I'm gonna have to.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're not gonna hold up your night. I know you. I'm hoping that we can bring your energy back to. I know poetry is where you find your center, We are glad that you are here.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can bring you back to stasis by, you know, spitting some poetry with us tonight. The topic is the price of freedom. We'd love to hear what you have to provide on that topic.
The price of freedom? Oh, my God.
Or,
the price of freedom. Let me type in the word freedom and see if I have anything on freedom. Baby, baby.
I mean, but if you don't, this your shit. So, you know, you come through whatever you got to come through with. We're here for you.
I don't know.
You do what you want.
Yeah, that's what y'all say. You know, I want to, let me see. Hey, let me read you this a little bit. I don't know. I just typed up something. I'm just reading a little bit, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what the hell this is about. But I don't know. If you just want me to spit something, I'll just spit something, you know.
If you have something on your heart that you'd like to spit or you had in mind, we would love to hear that part of your
story. All right. I'll just do this, what was pulled up, and this is called This World's Mess.
The mic is all yours.
Thank you. This world's mess. Expectations of equality been waiting patiently for centuries, but I ain't seen that shit yet. See, I thank God for that ox that pulled that plow instead of me. Pale was the faces of those who spoke peace. Land was taken, sap sucked from every tree. The indigenous find themselves homeless in what was their country. This world's mess. Somebody flush a fucking toilet. Land formed by thieves. This country, this of thee, sweet land of who? Ran the Indians off of their land, took liberty of our women, and killed every man. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims cry. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. Bullshit. Bob your head to this. Take a strong pull on this knowledge. Inhale. Don't be afraid of this. See, there's this myth that somebody said if you want to hide something from a black man to put it in a book, that's bullshit. We've been writing hieroglyphics since before most people could spell it, and designing, building, inventing, creating shit, finding better ways to do shit. We ourselves need to remember this and bob our heads to this. See, we led the ways through safe passage on ships we built. Columbus ain't discover shit. He was just a midget, so stop teaching us this shit. People, stop believing this shit. It wouldn't be a need for slavery if these motherfuckers wasn't lazy as shit. Got somebody else picking their cotton in fields they knew not how to attend to. All this they were new to. Oh, but some things they were good at. They knew just how to manipulate you. Take what you owned right up from under you. See, Bell ain't invent nothing but the get over, the get paid of off the accomplishments of what another black man made. And it's still going on today. They walk right in. We drink the poison. We eat every distraction. We are more concerned with the reality we see on TV than the reality that these motherfuckers are murdering motherfuckers that look like me. And nobody feels the pain. Unless it's attached to your own family tree. Limb by limb they're cutting. Each branch they killing. Seared souls, they have no feelings. They are even killing children while cops get shot and die as heroes. Hundreds of teddy bears mark the memorials. Dead in the street laid the many, many souls. Both sides get a funeral. One dies as a nigga, the other dies as a cop, so he's a fucking hero. Fuck that zero. A pig in a bulletproof blanket full of holes. Hallow. there is still cornbread and chicken and a lot of cotton to be picking for some juggling watermelon, shucking and jiving, modern-day cooning, trying to be like one of them, but one size fits all when you're hanging from a tree. Oh, say, can you see? Shut the fuck up. Places in America you can't travel at night or will wanna be. Celebrities buying foreign Negro babies like they puppies while thousands of black babies in America go starving. Y'all starting shit overseas got us in y'all army dying or returning home and being reminded that here, nigga, you don't belong. You're just a darky, a monkey, but they can't see that all we ever wanted was peace and to be released from this modern-day slavery. You pissed all over my ancestry, and like cattle, you took hot metal and branded me. You took all my people from Africa and scattered us, and like Tarzan, you create this man, your image, and gave us your religion. And you want us to believe? Nigga, please. On TV, they show African children with big bellies. They show our ghettos, but we know Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Soweto. You brought us to a place where we have no choice to be. Raped and robbed us from our heritage and from the cradle right out of the crib. You stole and sold our kids. Now today, here we go again. No more rope. But they are still lynching my people, though. You found a new way, so behind gates you enslave by marking our men as felons, choked by the system's right to vote, revoked and shit. Anything with melanin is condemned and shit, while the government gives out kickbacks to these private-owned prisons if they don't fill them and shit. No more rope, but they still lynching us, though. Yet so many of us are hung, but still so many of us are straightening our hair and bleaching our skin and cooning buffoon acts to be just like one of them. And at the same point in time when their melanin can no longer hide them, they always come back and they fade right back to black. But God has a hand clap that'll slap you with your tender at sea. I'm at my apex. Ha. This is where I go ape at. Ha. Some people are comfortable with their reality, but the reality is that there is not their reality. Ha. Excuse me for being judgmental, but there is some dysfunction in the mental capacity to make a motherfucker believe in the bullshit that they see on TV. Figure it out. It's make-believe. It's what society wants you to see. You see, when you no longer dream, they write this sheen just for you. Tell me, just for you, on TV screens, just for you. While another one of us are dead by the hands of the red, white, and blue. And the reality is we're being desensitized by all this shit that we're seeing on TV. We are digressing while there is a purge and they going from door to door while we like chimpanzees in front of the TV on all fours screaming out, evolution, evolution. When we should be screaming out, revolution. Ain't that some shit? See, evolution is a change in heritable traits of biological populations over successive generations, and their religion is the bullshit that will take you further away from heaven. So they saying that soon every ape in all the zoos will snatch the keys and be free to move into a tree near you. They walk right in. We drank the poison. We eat every distraction. We are more concerned with the reality we see on TV than the reality that these motherfuckers are murdering motherfuckers that look like you and me. And so lives on the epiphany that someday soon our people will be free from this world's mess. This world's mess. The removal from a tainted past with the roar of a lion, ladies and gentlemen, be the last time you hear this voice on the front lines. Hear it. For real.
What a waste of those.
was holding my breath through half that piece. Oh, okay. Go ahead, King.
No, I was just saying, he always do what he do. You know what I'm saying? Set it down, mic drop. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. He said, we've been writing hieroglyphics before you could even pigs in a bulletproof blanket, one size. Oh, no more rope. Private, that piece on private prisons. When you, oh, I can't even put it into words what I'm feeling right now. I'm just like, and you just grabbed that and just ran through it, and it just was like running through the hell that is the experience with a,
yeah,
with a megaphone, like wake up and see what the hell is going on around you. And that was phenomenal. That was freaking phenomenal. Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you.
The removal
Thank
of attainment
so
tasks. It was so many lines. So many. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that's how you do it. That is how you do it. There's nothing else to say. Everything that needed to be said was said tonight, and I am so thankful and grateful to have you guys and to have your perspective and your strength and your knowledge base that you bring to your words and how you manage to round out that poem. It's just like, it's epic. It's epic. Thank you. Thank you is all I can say. That's it.
Thank you. I'm just glad I had the strength to do that, you know.
We appreciate you.
Your breath control is, even in retirement, that takes an amazing amount of breath control, that piece like that, the ebbs and flows of it and the passion that you had to bring to certain parts and how you brought it back for people to get more understanding and then punch them in the face with it again. So it's like, I don't know if you practiced that, but that was amazing.
Thank you.
You are most welcome. Yes, that's how you close out a show. We appreciate you for doing that for us, Boss Man. I'm not going to lure you out of retirement by asking you what you have going on. We are just going to say that wherever you show up, it is a show, and we appreciate you for coming through this one tonight.
Hey,
I appreciate my appointment.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just say, y'all dragged me in. Yeah. But it's all good. It's all good, though, y'all. Hey, the vibe. I ain't get to mention the vibe. The vibe is tight up in there, y'all. Y'all keep a good thing going. And y'all provoke the poets. Mm-hmm. Y'all provoke something within us to bring it like that. And I'm proud of y'all, you know. Y'all doing a real good job over there.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Yeah, one love, y'all.
One love, one mic. Oh, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
One love, one mic. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was, you know, the guy behind all of this magic, for real, the poet. Oh. Did y'all get this? Did you guys absorb tonight? The King, did you feel this gift that we were given tonight? This, you know.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everything was powerful tonight. You know what I'm saying? The vibes was a lot.
Indeed. It's given me some ideas on something that I'm going to create just to put all of this together and just to bring these pieces together. Stay tuned, you guys, and make sure that you tune in next week for King and Queen's Quarters on Monday nights. And every night on Epiphany Radio Universe, you'll find a magnificent show. I just want to thank everyone that came through for blessing us with you guys' amazing perspective. You guys are so, so urgently necessary, and we thank you for bringing that and sharing that through our platform tonight. You guys were amazing. King, and I thank you for rocking with me and, you know, giving me a chance to, you know, do the thing and bring up a different topic. I know it's, you know, it's the King. The King usually brings it, and you always bring wonderful topics. It was It was nice to be able to.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know.
Man, everything was on point tonight. You know what I'm saying? So we got to give it up to the audience and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? People coming through, spitting their pieces and whatnot, having a beautiful time. So that's all it's about. You know what I'm saying? Having a beautiful show and rocking it out with the music and vibes and everything.
True indeed, true indeed. So before we get out of here, is there anything you want to let the people know?
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Tune in tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Let's Talk presents the Poetry Corner. You know what I'm saying? 8 p.m. Eastern time. We gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? Rocking it out. Thursday, you know what I'm saying? Tune in, 11 p.m. You know what I'm saying? West Side Connection, Poetry Corner. Eastern time, rock with us tonight. Moving along, Monday night, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, Eastside Connection with my brothers, you know what I'm saying? Van Meadows, you know what I'm saying? Then tune in, 9 p.m., Tiffany Family, King and Queen's Quarters, you know what I'm saying? We here.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. This is another amazing night of poetry, good vibes, and amazing people. Thank you guys again for joining us. As always,
thanks.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Get it together. You wanna heal your body. Get it. I just took my socks off at Epiphany Radio.